good clothes and dress you. Uh-huh. And he has the reptile and he has a suede.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do men ever wear sandals?
Oh, yeah. Sandals, tennis.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Describe some hairstyles for me, both men and women. So tell me which is which. And whether it's for black people or white people or what.
Hairstyles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. How do you start? For the black woman, there's the natural hairstyle,
mm-hmm.
which is braiding the hair and they're taking it down, letting it stay for a certain length of time, taking it down and using a pick to lift it out, make it stand out.
Uh-huh. Is there another name for that style?
What did I call it?
Natural.
Natural? Natural.
Mm-hmm. Is that what your friend had who came in here a second ago?
What did she pay me?
I don't know. I can't remember how my hair was.
Okay. Okay.
And there's the permanent that the black woman is wearing today.
Uh-huh.
And that's what she normally wears. And uh-huh. That's what she wears. If she has any other hairstyle, she must have one new.
What is
it? But you go in and have the hair straightened up. Some kind of processing done to it where they don't have to go over maybe every 6 months to have this done.
Uh-huh.
There's the braids that they are wearing today.
Uh-huh. Is that like one braid down the back or several braids? Or?
It can be all over the head.
Several, like a bunch of different ones?
A bunch of, you know.
Are they short? Or?
Not necessarily. Uh-huh. It's according to the length of the hair.
Uh-huh. What do they call that?
Some of them call it braid, some call it cornrow.
What?
Cornrowing.
Uh-huh.
Cornrow. And, of course, that's a wig.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very popular. In the white race, there's the, and there's a ponytail that the black wear. The little twist of... Well, my daughter does that. Children like it. You put the ponytail on, then you kind of twist it, taking it apart at the base of this rubber band, and you kind of twist it around, and you put the barrette or rubber band on the end of it.
Uh-huh. Is it the back of the neck? I mean, the...
This can be all over the head.
Oh, okay. I get it.
And then for the... Well, in the younger, it used to be a distinguished difference in the younger black girl and the older one, because the little girl always wore what they call pigtails or ponytails, I guess they call it now. And maybe a braid.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas the teenage girl, the adult woman, would have her hair pressed and would wear curls.
Uh-huh.
And I think in the Anglo race, young girls and young women, teenage girls, they would have their hair long. And as they mature, usually they will cut the hair. And I think that sort of divides the lady from the girl. and they,